刚在电影院看完抓特务。
Just saw the spy in the movie theater.
我本来只是冲着胡歌、雷佳音。
I was originally just going to see Hu Ji and Lei Jier.
这对上戏的师兄弟去买票。
These actors from the Peking Opera are going to buy tickets.
看完才懂冯小刚憋了30年的作品。
After watching director Chai Dong and Feng Xiaorong's 30-year project,
根本不是普通谍战片。
Not just a typical spy thriller.
这部电影改编自豆瓣 9.4 的神剧《无悔之中》。
This movie is based on the highly acclaimed and critically acclaimed drama Unforgiven on Dubin, which received a rating of 9.4.
但这是不是简单的改编和翻拍
？But isn't this just a simple adaptation and remake？
其实早在1995年
，Actually, as early as 1995，
冯小刚就买下了原著的改编权。
Feng Xiaorong bought the adaptation rights of the original work。
这么多年就一直想拍
？I've been wanting to do this for so long。
这次算是彻底放弃了商业套路。
This is a complete abandonment of commercial tricks.
全片没有枪战。
There are no gunfights.
没有刻意反转。
No deliberate reversal.
所有冲突呢，全埋在人心褶皱里。
All the conflicts are buried in the folds of the heart.
谍战呢，只是一层外壳。
Espionage is just a facade.
真正讲的是几十年时代。
What is really being talked about is a few decades of history.
洪流里，普通人被身份猜忌。
In the flood, ordinary people were affected by suspicion and prejudice.
执着困住的一生。
A life consumed by obsession.
你猜胡歌和雷佳音谁演特务啊
？Who do you think played the spy? Hu Ji or Lei Jieyin?
胡歌演的冯静波呢，是被组织遗忘的潜伏特务。
The spy Fang Jingbo was deliberately forgotten and hidden by the organization.
他以前演好人多。
He used to play good guys a lot.
这次却要演一个对自己身份认同感非常痛苦的人。
This time I have to play a person who is very distressed about their identity.
本来只想做个安分的教书匠。
I just wanted to be a quiet and unassuming teacher.
明明没有做半分坏事
Even though I haven't done anything wrong.
却被过往捆住了一辈子。那种自我拉扯、身份撕裂的破碎感。
However, it was the feeling of being trapped by the past, of tearing oneself apart and being torn apart that had haunted me for a lifetime.
看得人胸口发闷。
I felt a tightness in my chest.
胡歌这次的演技呢，可以说又突破到了一个新的高度。
Hu Ji's performance this time can be said to have reached a new height.
收起了以往所有外放的魅力。
Put aside all the previous charm.
全程走内敛路线。
Take a conservative approach throughout.
温和的笑容里藏着慌张。
The gentle smile hides panic.
平静的眼神里带着试探
，With a quiet gaze full of probing，
连走路都刻意放轻脚步
，Walking deliberately，
把一辈子藏在阴影里的挣扎
，The struggles that have been hidden for a lifetime，
演得入木三分
，Hidden but with a hint of sharpness，
雷佳音更是颠覆了他自带松弛诙谐的荧屏标签
，Lei Jieyin also subverted his own relaxed。And humorous screen image.
他饰演了一个扎根胡同里的基层片警。
He played a character rooted in the alley, a typical Chinese urban drama.
小大力，没有英雄光环。
Fire Odor alive didn't have the aura of a hero.
天生认死理。
Born with a rigid sense of right and wrong.
仅凭一丝说不清的猜疑。
Based on a vague suspicion.
搬去对方隔壁当邻居，整整盯了几十年。
Having lived next to the other person for over 10 years,
他的偏执呢不讨人厌，我这底层人物的朴素信仰。
is paranoia is not annoying, but rather embodies the simple faith of the common people.
四合院里一桌家常菜。
A simple home-cooked meal in a courtyard.
两人呢，表面呢，客气寒暄。
The two of them were polite and friendly.
那空气里全是无声的博弈。
The air was filled with silent games.
这种不靠台词，全靠眼神撑起来的对手戏，是全片最戳人的地方。
This is the most impressive part of the whole story, which relies entirely on eye contact instead of dialogue.
一个藏秘密
A long secret.
一个追真相
A pursuit of truth.
一个阴郁内敛
A gloomy and introverted.
一个坦荡
Highest.
执着几十年比邻而居
Living side by side for decades.
从青壮年斗到
Fighting.
到白发暮年，两人气质角色的极致反差，就撑起了横跨半生的纠缠和拉扯。
The wit and contrast of Bai Farshai Shang and others, with their extraordinary and captivating intelligence, supported the entanglement and tug of war that spanned half of the story.
也难怪呢，业内都说冯小刚这次选角呢，是近几年国产影片最绝的神来之笔。
It's no wonder that industry insiders say that Feng Xiaorogang's casting this time is the most brilliant stroke in recent domestic films.
影片呢，通篇不玩噱头。
The video doesn't use gimmicks throughout.
不制造爽感。
No creating a sense of satisfaction.
深挖宏大时代下。
Delve into the grand era.
微小个体的人性挣扎。
The small individual's struggles.
没有激烈打斗。
There was no intense fighting.
没有惊天阴谋。最锋利的冲突呢
？There is no more sharp conflict than the one without a grand conspiracy.
全藏在三餐四季。
All hidden in the three meals and four seasons.
邻里闲话里，等片尾灯亮起，全场安静了很久。
When the last light of the movie is turned off, the whole neighborhood is quiet for a long time.
才响起掌声。
I suddenly remembered the applause.
比起流水线的谍战大片。
Compared to spy thrillers set in a linear timeline.
这部叩问人心的作品。
This thought-provoking work.
绝对值得去看。
Definitely worth seeing.